That bell rings. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Up the Pine Ridge Board of Trade the other day as a means of promoting the sale of shares in their proposed department store. Equipped with a telegraph key and a blackboard for stock quotations, the two brokers are all set for the big day. Now we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, do you realize how your eating habits on weekends differ from the rest of the week? For example, when you're working around the house on Saturday, you're apt to skip a meal or be satisfied with a hurried lunch. And then Saturday night, you may go out with friends and have a heavy midnight snack. On Sunday, you may have only two meals, with the result that you're so hungry by dinner time, you eat more than you should. All of which means you'll find it wise to have Alka-Seltzer always in your home. Then, if irregular meals or too much to eat should cause a touch of acid indigestion, you'll be ready to alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Your druggist has Alka-Seltzer by the package and also in the glass at the soda fountain. So check your supply of Alka-Seltzer tablets now before your weekend begins. And remember, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the jot-em-down store waiting for business to start booming. Listen.
Well, I don't see why you keep saying it was such a good idea, Lum, when we ain't sold a single share of that stock yet. Not one have we sold.
Well, just give us time, Abner. Your trouble is you expect to do things too quick.
Quick nothing. We've had them stock certificates printed for right now a week. I figured we'd done have the store made into a department store by now.
Well, the whole trouble is most of these folks around here don't know nothing about stock markets. They just now begin to take interest in it. I had three or four ask me about it yesterday.
Well, I just hope it works out all right.
Oh, it will, don't worry. You seen how interested Uncle Henry Lunsford got in here this morning when I got done explaining it to him, didn't you?
Well, he seemed interested, but he walked out of here without buying none, Mom. That's the whole trouble right there. They won't buy, they'll call for
it. That's hardly enough.
Think they see them high prices on that board and it scares them all.
Hello, Pine Ridge Board of Trade.
Who?
Oh, hello, Mose. Why, it hits up a little this morning, Mose. Well, let's see. Right now, it's $100 a share.
Well, my way would sell it right
now. Well, it started out at $10 a share. Yeah, it's a shame you never got in on it. All right, I sure will, Mose. All right, Mose, not at all. Thank you. All right. What'd that tell you, Abner? That was Mose Moose. He's wanting to buy up on the stock.
He is?
Yeah, he said he wanted me to watch the market for him, and if our department store stock got back down to $10 a share, to buy one for him.
Well, it's $100 now.
Yeah, but I think I'm fixing to get another report right now.
I don't see how you can tell that.
Get up and let me sit down there where I can get to that telegraph.
Yeah, sure.
Greenies, I'm a broker, Abner, for the first time.
Sounds to me like it's working all right, huh?
Sure, it's working all right. I done got it down to $50 a share.
I thought you said you broke it the first time.
I said I'm a broker.
Oh.
I'm handling Moses' stock market business for him. It's down to about 30 now. I think maybe I ought to give Mose a call.
I thought he said he didn't want to buy till it got to 10.
Well, he don't, but I thought I'd better call him and let him know how the market's going.
Well, but I reckon I must be awful thick-headed, but I can't keep up with what you're doing now.
Well, just wait a minute now. You understand.
Wish I could understand.
Hello, Mose. This is your broker.
It's good I could talk to Woodpecker.
Your broker. Lum Eddard. See, I'm your broker because I'm buying stocks for you now. Yeah, well, to be honest, I never knowed what that was myself till a few days ago.
I don't know yet.
Yeah, well, what I called you up about, Mose, I think the Bears has got the stock market.
Uh-oh.
The Bears.
That's a bear dog setting trap.
Oh, no, it ain't nothing to worry about. That just means that the market's drafting. Yeah, the Jot 'em Down Store department store stock is drafted to $30 a share now.
Huh.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it go to 10 any time. And if it does, I think you ought to plunge and buy two shares anyway. Uh-huh. Well, as your broker, I'm advising you to do it. Well, no, I don't hardly know where to advise you to get the money. Yeah, all right, Mose. I'll watch it for you. Yeah. All right, Mose.
Well, howdy, Cedric.
Goodbye. Well, good morning, Cedric.
What can we do for you today?
Oh, I don't know. Just wanted to find out about this new boarded-up trade you characters are running.
It's border trade, Cedric, the stocks market.
Yeah, and I agree, Cedric. I believe you come in just at the right time. I just given a client of mine a tip on the market, advising him to buy jot-em-down store stocks.
Advising who?
A client of mine, Mose Moose. I'm his broker now, looking after his finance problems for him.
Oh, wish somebody would look after mine for me.
Why, Grannies, I'll look after them for you. I'm a broker.
Well, I am, too, nearly.
You're a broker, Cedric?
Well, I ain't got the $20.
Oh. Well, that's enough, Cedric. Take that amount and invest it proper, and they'll tell them how much money you can make out of it.
All I need is $40.
$40?
Yes, Mom. To make a down payment on a second-hand car I think I can get from Whitey Finch.
What's the matter with your car, Cedric?
Well, it don't look good enough. Not for a fella in my position, leastways.
Huh.
Mine's just got two fenders left on it, and Whitey's has got three.
Well, I don't blame you for wanting to make a change in it.
Well, Grannies, if this jot-em-down store stock gets back down to $10 a share, you take that $20 and buy two shares of it, you're liable to build that into enough money to buy a new car after the war.
Well, how much is it now, Sheriff?
Well, let's see, it's 30, but I think I'm going to get another report right now. Wait a minute.
Is them carbide lights on Whitey's car working, Cedric?
Yes, ma'am. One of them.
Well, good.
All right, Granny, there it is. $10 a share right now. Change the board up there, Ed.
Yeah, sure. $10 a share, huh?
Yeah, how about it, Cedric? Make up your mind. She's liable to jump any minute.
Well, I don't know nothing about this stock market business. How do you make any money out of it?
Well, a feller just watches the market and buys stocks when they're cheap, and then when they go up, he sells them back to the broker and takes his profit. There's been fortunes made on the stock market, Cedric.
Oh, yeah, fellers have made up into the thousands, Cedric.
And there's been fortunes lost, too. That's the reason you want a good broker like me handling things for you. Somebody that knows things up and down and backers and forwards and every other which way. With me to advise you, that $20 might make you a millionaire.
Just more. Well, if I could just get to be a thousandaire, that'd be all I'd want. Well, sir, I believe I'll take two shares, Mr. Rum.
Well, good. Good for you, Cedric. Hand me two of them certificates.
Yeah, sure, sure. Got them right here. Here they are, right here.
All right, there you are, Cedric. Now then, you're a stockholder in the jot-em-down store.
Let me shake your hand, Cedric.
Give me another one of them, Abner, and I'll run over to the barber shop with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the $20, Mr. Rum.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Cedric. Here, Abner's a treasury. Put it in the cash drawer, Abner.
Yeah, sure. I'll take care of it.
Well, I'll run over there and be back in just a minute. Come here a minute, Abner. Excuse us, Cedric.
Yeah, sure. What's the matter,
Mom? Give me time to get over to the barbershop, and then you sit down there at the desk and start working that telegram key like just getting a market report, and then call me up over there and tell me what the market's doing.
Well, I don't know nothing about reading that there dot, dot, dash business law.
Well, you don't have to. Just make out like you're reading it, and just tell me wheat's up and cotton's down or something like that. Maybe you better say the jot-em-down store stocks up to make Mose feel good.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll
see. Well, I'll see you fellas directly.
Yeah, all right, Lum.
What was Mr. Lum telling you?
Oh, nothing, Teddy.
The teacher?
No, just something about the market.
He weren't talking about me, was he?
Oh, of course not, no.
You think I made a good invest whenever I bought that stock, Mr. Evans?
Why, sure I do. You get this changed into a department store, I think we'll all make some money out of it.
Good. I mean, buying it for $10 and selling it when the market goes up.
Well, I wouldn't count too much on that, Cedric. I believe I'd just keep it for an invest. Someday, you being a stockholder, you might get to be president of the whole store you can't sell.
Well, right now, I'd rather have that car on Whitey's I was talking about. It's a late 1926 model.
Yeah, wait a minute, Cedric. Got to get the market report. I'm going to be there by now. I'm going to make it sit down. That's it.
Can you hear what them things saying to you, Mr.
No, oh, me, yes, it's from either. Cotton's up, wheat's down. Those batteries are sure getting awful weak. Been working this thing too much, I think. Well, I'm just too many.
How's that jot-em-down store stock now?
It's up, I think.
Well, good. How much?
Why, it's, about $20 a share.
Oh, well, good. I believe I'll just sell mine back to you.
Sell it back? You can't do that, Cedric.
Mr. Lund said I could. Said I could buy stuff when it was low and sell it back to you when it reads.
Well, I don't know nothing about that, Cedric. You'll have to talk to Lum about that. Logan, I'm going to call him over at the barber shop, too, and tell him, wait a minute, that's him coming across the street there anyway.
Well, that's him.
Logan, he got back fast. Mose must not have been there.
Well, he'll be surprised to find out I done made $20 on
him. I'm scared so, Cedric. You talk to him about this. I don't know a thing about it, not nothing. Yeah, what's the matter, Lom? I was just fixing to call you over there.
Oh, he's closed up and went to dinner.
Oh.
I just seen Mousy Gray on the street, and he told me.
Well, I got the market report like you told me to, and I told Cedric to jot him down store stock is up to $20.
Well, good. See there, Cedric, what'd I tell you?
Yes, Mom, now I want to sell it back to you. Take my $20 profits and go buy that car.
Well, here, Cedric, we can give you no $40 back.
That's what I told him.
Well, you said you would. Said to buy cheap and sell it high.
Yeah, but what I meant, Cedric, well, you... All right. Wait a minute, though. Let me get the latest report.
Yeah, get another loan.
I'm going to give you all it's worth. Might have went up to $100 a share. And on the other hand, it might have dropped back down to $10 a share, I think.
I hope.
I'll get it. Wait a minute. What'd you do to this thing, Edmund?
I never done nothing. Them batteries are awful weak, Loan. Just barely working when I tried it.
Well, that's what's the matter. The batteries are down. Yeah, I can't get no report, Cedric.
No, can't get it now, Cedric.
Well, just give me the $40, then. That's good enough for me.
Well, what do you know about that? Look at there, Adam. It's 1 o'clock.
Well?
Stock market's closed for today.
Oh, that's it, Cedric. Market's closed. Can't do no business now. You know that 1 o'clock
curfew. Well, I don't care. I want my money. I want my $40.
Well, to be honest, Cedric, we ain't got that much in the cash drawer.
No, all we can do is just give you your $20 back.
Yeah.
Well, doggone it, you said I could get it. So I'm going home and get my papa, and he'll make you give it to me, or else he'll walk the daylight out of
you. Here now, Cedric, come back here now. Cedric! Oh, my goodness. What are we going to do, Lom?
I think we better get out of here, Abner. Somehow or other, I feel our first crash coming on.
Hi.
I believe the bulls and bears has got it.
At least the Pine Ridge Board of Trade is different. It starts out with a crash. So be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Well, friends, vacation days are here again. And no doubt you're making big plans for doing those things you've wanted to do all year. Now, vacations are just the time to enjoy yourself to the fullest. And that's why you should be sure that nothing will stand in your way. Yes, be prepared. Take a package of Alka-Seltzer along with you. Then you'll be ready if stiff, sore, aching muscles or an occasional dull, dreary headache should come along to keep you from feeling your best and spoiling your vacation. You see, when you have Alka-Seltzer handy, real relief can be yours in no time at all. So be sure to see your druggist before you go on your vacation and get a package of comfort-bringing Alka-Seltzer tablets. Then you'll be prepared. And remember, when your tablets get done, that's the time to buy some more.